We're here at the World Conference of Indigenous Women in Lima, Peru, and talking with Indigenous youth leaders, Andrea Landry or Migizio Dekwe of the Anishinaabe people in Canada, Lisa Abrego Arroyo of the Quechua people in Huancayo, Peru, and Nellis Kennedy Howard of the Navajo Nation. We asked them what message they would like to send to the Indigenous elders of the world, and this is what they had to say.
Invite youth to ceremony. I know that a lot of our ceremonial leaders do invite youth, but it's the youth who are on the streets and the youth who are really struggling that really do need that ceremony. And obviously I know the protocol, but if you are inviting a youth, let them know the traditional protocol. You know, you have to maintain sobriety 4 days before and 4 days after the ceremony. And if they're willing to engage with that, take them on, because those are the youth that need it the most.
To keep speaking to us in Quechua and to keep keeping our traditions alive through valuing it in the way they talk to us about success, to not focus on success meaning making a certain amount of money, having a certain societal title, but also to address the values that our own culture has set forth for us. And when we are spoken to this way, when those are the norms that are set for us from a young age, then that's what we retain. But if we're being told the rhetoric of to be successful, you need to be this title and you need to have, you know, this level of education in this type of university, then that's what we strive for. But if we are told that for us to feel empowered, strong, wise, and educated, we need to respect our elders, we need to live our lives in a way that's connected to our sacred ways, then that's what we will strive to do. And through that, you know, we'll live a more sustainable life. We won't need to go through all of what we're going through right now.
Teach your children, teach your grandchildren, teach them everything that you know and let it carry on. I don't forget the things that my grandmothers told me. I don't forget the things that the experiences that I have with my great grandma or my mom. And I think that there is, I really have to speak out to the generation before me and who have been so heavily impacted by boarding schools. And, you know, I know that there are still people today who are in boarding schools. I've been blessed enough to not be a part of them, but I know that boarding schools have really, the people who have taught there have taught the students, the youth, the children that were in them to be ashamed of being Native. And there's nothing to be ashamed of being Native. So even though the federal government and these boarding schools are telling us be ashamed for being Indian and let those ways go, don't let them. That's what I would have to say.
For more information from these youth leaders and other participants of the World Conference of Indigenous Women held in Lima, Peru, visit www.cs.org.